Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Smut from Chicago. Jim, hello Patrick, hello Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is BJ Bonin from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm going to submit here my list of best new music for 2025. This was a kind of a weird year for me. I didn't really listen to as much music as I normally would, and a lot of this has to do with work. It's anyway, and like all of this, but whatever. I was also hoping to bring my offspring in and have them give theirs as well, but that just hasn't happened. We just haven't had the availability to do that. So I, of course, am in a band, Demolition Means Progress. We released a single in 2025. We're still a thing. Go and check out our cover of Depeche Mode's Never Let Me Down Again. We put a new twist on it, so there's my promotional moment. So let's get into the guts of the thing. I spent a lot of the music I listened to this year was old because my daughter, who's in high school, has been asking me to go over a bunch of music with her, and we bonded over that. So I listened to a lot of like Kitchens of Distinction, The Ocean Blue, Walt Mink and Camper Van Beethoven, 12 Rods, stuff like that. Throwing Muses was another one. And she's really into that, and my work here's done, let's put it that way. But now let's go into the new music that I did listen to. I'm going to start with a single, Valerie June, her record Owls, Omens, and Oracles. It's a good record, nice Americana, twangy record. I enjoyed it a lot. The single, Joy Joy, is my favorite song from 2025. It sounds sloppy in a great way. The vocals are doubled, but they're not quite in sync, and it's amazing. The drums are kind of sloshy. there's not a clean drum sound, and it sounds amazing. And, oh my God, inject the guitar tone for the solo into my veins. I love that. And it might sound like I'm being critical, but no, that's called character. And too many songs are produced to remove that character these days, and I just love it. It just makes me smile just hearing the first drum beats of that song. So anyway, check out the rest of the record. It's pretty good too, but that's my single of the year.
You found
I'm going to leave out for the records of the year. I'm going to leave out the obvious ones. I think that there's going to be enough people talking about the Beths or Sugar or stuff like that. So I'm just going to leave them out. Second one is a local band here, local artist here in Minneapolis, St. Paul metro area. Jim Greedle released a 7-song EP called American Pressure. It's bluesy indie rock. Gives a Marshall Crenshaw vibe. Jim used to be the front man of a band called The Bloods. I would recommend On Me, the song On Me, for the vocals and the again, like a Marshall Crenshaw-sounding vibe. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's just a beautifully crafted, twangy pop song with gorgeous harmonies. So check out Jim Greedle's American Pressure. So Greedle is spelled oddly, by the way. So beware if you're looking for that on the stream. When I was 21, I had the world to see. I had a little bout with immortality. Bright-eyed and green, a savvy smile on my face, like the setting sun. That love with social grace. Okay, another one, another Midwestern band. These all seem to be Midwestern. Anyway, Smut from Chicago, they released a record, Tomorrow Comes Crashing. Their record in 2023 was my record of the year. Or maybe I recommended it in 2024, knowing how I am. This is another fine release. This is the one that follows that. Again, gives me kind of the vibe. It's like noise pop, right? This one's more poppy than the last one, but not by much. I'm looking forward to seeing them in February when they play here in Minneapolis. This is another band that my daughter and I have bonded over, so this is kind of cool. Anyway, the record is Tomorrow Comes Crashing. The songs that I would recommend are Sid Sweeney and Sunset Hymnal. Again, a lot of these are all political. Basically, every one of the records I give here have a political bent to them, just giving to the environment that we're in these days. Okay. Now, to go with the new thing here, record that I found recently, like in November, I found this band by accident. I was actually looking for a live version of a Wet Leg song off of their fine release this year, actually. That's another band that released a really good record, but I'm sure people are going to cover it. Anyway, but this popped up and I had to look at it because it just looked weird, and it was. And this band is called The New Eves. This is a really strange band. They're a four-piece somewhere in the UK. I don't know that much about them. The music is like political folk prog that jumps into like garage band punk at times. Their record is The New Eve is Rising. I believe it's their debut. This is a four-piece band. Well, it might be at times guitar, bass, drum, cello, but the guitarist also plays, it's either a violin or a viola. I can't tell. I'm not that good at just looking at it. To me, I'm thinking it might be a viola. The drummer also plays flute. The cellist also plays guitar. As far as I know, the bass only plays bass. All four do provide vocals. This is some pretty experimental stuff. Like I said, it might not be the best record of 2025 that I found. And seeing that I've only found it recently, I'm still digesting it. But it's certainly the most interesting record. Again, very political lyrics. I recommend the song Circles. It's a really weird collection. And so if you're in for something, you know, like an avant folk or avant prog or something like that, I strongly recommend just checking this out, because this is going to be different from anything that you've heard. So this is, again, The New Eves, with the record title The New Eve is Rising. I think I said this already, but I think it's their debut LP. But yeah, I would totally check it out. And if you go on, if you have a chance to see this band, whether it be on video or live, visuals are a thing with this band. There's a lot of videos. They take their visuals very seriously, and I recommend it. It's I don't know if enjoyable is exactly the right word, because it's because of the political and experimental nature of it, but it is definitely interesting, and it's a palate cleanser for all of the above poppy stuff that I've just put out there as my other records and songs of the year. So anyway, hope everyone has a great 2026, and I hopefully we'll see you around. All right, bye.
All these years I shrunk smaller and smaller till I'm so, so big. Peeking over this wasted land, the ocean winking in my pale eye, sublime I die, divide, divide, sipping the fragments like poppy wine. A rich oblivion, fertile, swimming beneath the cracked earth. Running towards redemption, dancing towards God.
Be concealed, I am unmanageable, I am red, royal edge, leaking out.
And as far as I know, the bass only plays bass.